Jacob Tafoya, and I'm here at
Youth. My name is Jacob Tafoya, and I'm here at Youth Media Project at Warehouse 21. I just want to give you a little vision, a little view, my perspective. And this is my view of In Between Two Worlds. Between Two Worlds. Here it goes. Living in the land of the free, how blessed I am to have this opportunity. But don't forget, it's a cold world. Let me show you how brutal life can be. The land of entrapment, Espanola Valley. Drug use, child abuse, abusers fighting over a cigarette in the alley. Killer be killed, chasing the high. Land of the lost, waiting to die. Poverty has always been within my community. Heroin use is a sickness of my people. There is no immunity. Hep C spreads like a wildfire in a forest. Young ladies become prostitutes. Their parents don't even notice. Raised in a poor environment, growing up as a child. One day, I was let off in the wild. Trying to escape the darkness that tries to consume me. Looking for a fresh start to live life truly. Every rhyme I write is filled with emotion, faith, love, hope, and devotion. For I have become the change I've wished to see on this planet we call Earth. I've accepted life for what it is and taken it for what it's worth. I've never lived in a third world country, so therefore I can't hate. I only see they struggle as I do, so I only relate. This is my perspective of In Between Two Worlds, simply feeling like an alien in this strange world of humans. It's like no one understands me. Please don't kill my vibe. Life might not be the best right now, but I'm thankful I'm alive. I'm not trying to cross borders, go over these imaginary lines. But the way I see it, the world is mine. Let peace demolish the racism and inequality. We're all equal people. If you believe that's true, then follow me.
You just heard Jacob Tafoya's poem on his perspective on Between Two Worlds. Next, you can catch a glimpse of Between Two Worlds from an interview with Gosali Adeyemo, a Yoruba Indigo Resist Die artist from Nigeria, West Africa, who currently lives in Santa Fe, New Mexico. The interview was conducted by Calvin Lopez of YouthWorks and myself, Tara Trudell of Youth Media Project.
There is a show right now. It's going on in Foucault Museum. It's called Between Two Worlds, about immigration.
We're here to talk a little bit about your art and how you became what you are now. Would you please introduce yourself for us?
Yeah. My name is Gosali Adeyemo. I'm from West Africa, Nigeria.
How is life growing up for you, and how is it reflected in your artwork?
In Nigeria, it's very tough. And we have a lot of issues back home in Nigeria. People cannot speak out. But the beauty of the design is to send the message across the community of what we don't want in the environment, and to teach a lot of young generation who is coming to be able to see what has been happening in the area. I let people know, like, people they've been to Africa, we don't have so much, but we're still happy. It's very tough place, because when I say it's very tough, that is the journey you ask me, like, how do I get to this point? It's a long story.
What message can you send a young artist trying to get established, and like, what message can you send them to encourage the young?
Instead of we take it step by step, people use a ladder. If you go up quick, when you fall, it's going to be hard. But when you go slowly, step by step, you're going to get there. It will take times. That is what I've been saying to people even back home in my country, Nigeria, because technology changed so many things that people cannot be patient. That is where my proverb came from. Ataria Janaku, the buffalo head, is not some thing the children can carry, because it's very heavy. If you try to carry it, you're going to hurt your back. Slow down. You will get it one time when it's time come. And also, when you do something you love, please keep doing it. What I learned is, people, when you're young, you try so many things. You do something, you leave, you left it. You go to another thing, you left it. That's fine. But when you think something speak to you, to your heart, something you love, I will say stick with it. Keep doing it. There's a future behind it, and stay focused.
I would love to ask you a question, and thank you for sharing this. One of the things I know that all of us read was the use of the indigo color, mm-hmm. and why is that important to your people?
Indigo is a color of medicine in my culture, because we use indigo for healing in so many ways, in spiritual way, and also we dye with the fabric as well. There's something behind it. Like when I say indigo, indigo is a color of love.
And your piece in the Galley of Conscience, how does it address the migration and your thoughts on that and the sense of belonging and not belonging, if you have any that you'd like to share with us?
So it's a way, because we love our village so much. It's part of our life. It's very hard to leave. I mean, how can you digest it? People ask me, Ghazali, do you miss home? I say, oh my God, how can you explain that? Of course, we miss home. Home is home.
Growing up, looking for my place to call home, searching from continent to continent, valley to valley, city to city. Every time I make a stop, it seems as I'm simply just aiming for comfort, freedom, and a place I could just be myself. A place where people wouldn't judge me based on the color of my skin, or the clothes on my back, or the slang in my language. Orale. I grew up in a poor habitat, only wanting fame and success. Why fame and success, you ask? Maybe because that's one of the main reasons we're alive on this earth, is to be successful. Why fame? I only wish to be famous for the change I made in this world. I wish to be famous due to the fact that society is drawn to famous people, thinking they're something bigger than they really are, when in all reality, they're just as human as every single one of us out there, dead or alive on this planet. The place I finally found that I can call home goes by the name of music. Music is a universal language in which can produce unity, love, peace, courage, hope, and faith. Music can replace the confusion and worries with guidance and happiness. Music could remove me from homeless shelters and place me in mansions. Music could divide the real from the fake. Music is a major move, which I'm willing to take. I'm done with the migration, the frustration, this endless situation. Yet at the same time, my brain, my soul, and my passion migrates towards progression. For I wish to better myself as a human. I guess you could call it my obsession. For some and for many, it is very frightening to move from their comfort zone. But for others, it's a sacrifice they're willing to make. For some, it's a choice to live rich or poor, to live in a place of either unity or war. For others, they are forced out of their comfort zone, into the unknown realm of a new society, in hopes to find acceptance, in hopes to find riches, in hopes to find everything their previous location could not provide. A place where they no longer have to run and hide. A place where in between two worlds collide. This place is one of a kind. The land of opportunity, the land of the free, the melting pot of cultures and races, and many beautiful faces. A place they call the United States of America. but the place I will always be proud to call home. Jacob Tafoya, YouthWorks.